Hello there. I hope you guys are having a great Labor Day weekend. I am Wetty Gore, and I feel so fantastic today, and I look forward to hearing from you on this platform. With that being said, it's been a while, and your girl has been trying to get some stuff together. But you know what? There's no excuse to come in here and drop a few words of wisdom on you. And today I am here as a new person. I'm going to say a new person. I'm saying a new person for so many reasons. Reason number one, your girl has been working on herself physically, mentally, and emotionally. We'll talk about financially a whole different time. But now it's physically, mentally, and emotionally. And today's topic just happened to be, who are you? Who am I as an individual? I know you guys know that I'm a single mother. Yes. And I have taken on the responsibility of the absence of my kid's father in their life, which is okay for now. Hey, things happen, right? All right. We have to take it on, move on, and keep it going. Keep it pushing. That's the new thing I heard. Don't know. What do you guys think? Leave your comments in the comment box and let me know. But back to the topic for today. Who am I as an individual? I want to know who myself. I want to know who I am myself. I'm learning that. Who am I? Well, a lot of people know me as Wetty. Lady G, a single mother of two boys. But the real question still stands. Who am I? Who am I as an individual? And this is what I know myself to be. An individual, a single parent? No. An individual evolving to be her authentic hero in her story. To be myself, who am I? I had to dehumanize myself to be relatable. Not only to single fathers, but no, to single mothers out there. Who am I? I'm this young, black, African queen. Oh yeah, you better believe it. Born and raised type queen. A lady who's developing mentally and physically in her own way. By knowing her wealth, by knowing her trigger point, by knowing and dealing with her imperfection and flaws. I'm the lady who continue to set and work on setting healthy boundaries and stand by them for myself. Because setting healthy boundaries in my life enable me to have a mental peace. Enable me to know that the outsider or an outsider is not going to invade and disrespect me or not even my kids. Being myself or being who I am in work in progress, I picture myself as this individual who is career driven, but also fail. Sometimes I do fail now. Let's be real. We're all humans. I fail at my own self expectations that I've set for myself. And that is something that I'm working on as an individual. I failed at things that makes me feel down. When I say makes me feel down, when I say I fail at things that makes me feel down, I'm not just talking about setting a goal to go to the store and not being able to do that. When I say I fail at things that makes me feel down is, or things that as far as like, you know, coming on here to record an episode for you guys, pouring out my heart and letting you know my journey and my progress. Also coming on here to tell you, hey, I have a new clothing store called Wetty's Fashion that I need to share with the world so you guys can know my progress. When I fail to do things like that, I am hard on myself. But that's a whole different episode, right? Of talking about fashion, that's a whole different episode. Back to what I was talking about, who am I? Who am I? See, as a young female, 18, when I got pregnant, had my son when I was 19, didn't think that one day depression and anxiety would have a huge trigger on my journey as an individual. I thought about it writing this episode or speaking to you today. I thought about it. And I told myself, am I ready for this? Am I ready to dehumanize myself for other people to see me for who I am? It's just like taking off your clothes in front of a group of people that don't even know you, and you're ready to accept the good criticism and the bad to go with it. And I say, you know what? I'm ready. I'm ready for it. Because I want to be relatable. I want a single parent out there to know that not because you're a single parent, I want you to separate yourself from parenting. I want you to separate yourself from parenting. And when I say separate yourself from parenting, I bet you're asking yourself, oh, but how do I do that? Okay, think of you not as being a parent and think of you as an individual. Someone who don't have kids, even though you do. Think of that. And then you tell yourself, what do I need? What do I want? Who am I? What makes me happy? I had to do that. To find out who I am, it's about to get juicy, y'all. I had to start going to therapy. I had to start going to therapy to come to realize some things about myself. I realized that I didn't know myself well. Yes, I know you're probably looking at the phone or whatever you're looking at like, oh my God, yes. See, a lot of us, for me, I'm not going to say a lot of us, I don't know about other people. For me, I used to function in my dysfunction. Oh yeah, I'm going to say this again. I used to function in my dysfunction. I'm going to say this. I had anxiety. I'm working on it. I'm going to say I had because I'm working on it. I'm progressing away from it. Getting away from it. I had anxiety I have anxiety. Should I say have or had? No, we're speaking into past. So I'm going to speak you know, in a positive way to where I can, you know, direct my focus forward instead of going backwards, because we're moving on now, right? Okay. I had anxiety and I told myself, how do I get rid of this? And my anxiety came from me being so hard on myself by not achieving things that I have expected myself, that I've expected of myself. Not only that, I found out that I had some form of depression. Yeah, that. Some form of depression. Don't know why, but I'm about to tell you why. I felt sad. I would feel sad when I had to face triggers in my life. And those triggers only came about when I was faced with trauma. When I say faced with trauma, when I was faced with issues on a day-to-day basis to where I had to know or find out that somebody was raped, that somebody was molested, then I would get sad. I would actually run to my car and cry. Or just by somebody sharing their personal story with me gets me so anxious and depressed at the same time. How do you mix those feelings together? Yeah, I had that. That I would have a straight meltdown. Not in front of the person, but behind their back. So I had to set those healthy boundaries for myself. To know, hey, you cannot be connecting into people's feelings like that. Even though you're an empath, you cannot connect to others' people. You know, other people's feelings. You hear the story, you empathize with them or sympathize with them, and you move on. Because you're on this healing journey of finding out, of finding yourself. So there is no way you can keep on getting back to your triggers and allowing those triggers to affect your growth as an individual. I don't know if you guys are still with me, but I did that and it worked. And that is when therapy came into play. Going to therapy, I have learned not only to set healthy boundaries. Oh man, that is one of the most important things that I just wish and I hope you guys take from this episode. Not just so much of who I am now and what I'm about to be or who I'm becoming, but setting healthy boundaries for yourself has enabled me to learn how to say no as an individual, because thinking about setting healthy boundaries from a culture standpoint, you cannot tell your elder no. From where I'm from, you can't tell them, oh, I can't do that. That is just too much for me to do. You can't do it. But I've come to realize, yes, I can, and be so respectful when I say it. I've come to set healthy boundaries in my life, knowing that I don't have to change myself. This authentic new me, I don't have to change it for anyone else, but for me, for my good. That is the only thing I can do. I can change for me and not for others. but it has to benefit me to be able to change. If it's not benefiting me, I'm not changing. Changes has to benefit you. That's the only way you change. And the benefits should be good benefits, not just any other benefits. So who am I? I'll tell you again. I am an evolving, authentic hero in my story. A female who goes through changes that builds me to become the best version of myself. My definition of the best version of myself will be accepting my flaws, accepting the way I look, accepting the fact that even though I have high expectations for myself, it's okay to fail and not to stay down when I fail, but to get up when I fail at some point in time. This authentic version of myself is allow yourself room to grow. Allow myself room to evolve in different area of my life as an individual, not just as a single parent, not just as a parent who wants the best for her children, but also as a parent who wants the best for herself. Today's episode is very personal to me. And the reason why it's personal to me is because I am on this platform not just giving you or feeding you dreams, because this is one thing I cannot be. I'm on this platform giving you the raw version of myself. And the reason why I'm doing that is because I want to be relatable. There are parents out here, single mothers out here, who haven't had the time to know who they are. And the reason why you have not given yourself that time is because you have not taken out the time to figure out who you are. What are your interests? What do you want? Do you have goals? What makes you happy? What makes you sad? What makes you see the best in you? Are there days that you are able to fail and get back from where you have failed? Can you cope with your failures? Those are the things that I'm working on in my life. So when I tell you I'm evolving to be the authentic hero in my story, I am evolving. So who I am? All I can do is sum it up by telling you I'm evolving. And when is that going to be over? Honestly, I don't know. Because the more opportunity I'm given, when I wake up every morning, it's the more I'm going to explore. I'm going to evolve not just as a single parent, but as an individual. Giving myself room to make mistakes. Giving myself room to know that I have flaws about myself. Giving myself room to know that, hey, I'm imperfect in so many ways. And those imperfections about me makes me who I am. It makes me the strong African girl, lady that I am today, individual that I am. It makes me know, it allows me to know that I'm growing. Not just as someone perfect, but someone imperfect. Today's episode has been touching. And I hope that today's episode resonates with the females, the young upcoming females in this generation and the one that are coming after this generation. I'm so blessed to be back on this platform. I'm so grateful for all of you who have taken up your time to come and pour into this platform and listen to me speak out my truth about who I am, about my journey as a single parent. And here I am now telling you who I am as an individual, separating myself from being a parent and giving you the authentic me as an individual. I love you guys so much. You have no clue. I love you. You can find me on Instagram as Single Parent Community. You can also find me on TikTok as Single Parent Community. You can feel free to leave me a message as well as a review. I'm also on WordPress. I have a website on there. Episodes are loaded on there. You can have fun listening to it, reviewing, commenting, telling me your thoughts. And you better trust and believe. There is no hood like a single parent hood. Stay blessed, and I love you so much. Have a great Memorial Day. Stay safe.